Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. To boost or not, let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. And Dr. Cohen, a group of FDA experts is recommending that the boosters be limited now to anybody 65 and over and to those who are considered to be at higher risk because of compromised immune systems. But the president wanted everybody to be eligible starting today. So is the FDA worried about something specific here?
Actually, I was really happy to see the outcome of the panel because the FDA demonstrated that they are not politically motivated. What the panel found was, in short, that there wasn't enough data to actually justify giving the booster. When they looked at all the data that was present and they looked at the data that Pfizer presented, they found that the data just didn't support the necessity for a third shot. The panel actually voted 16-2 against it, but more importantly, they also took it a step further and they voted 18-0 in support of giving the vaccine to people who were 65 or older at high risk of severe COVID-19 infection or for other people who had a high risk of occupational exposure, such as healthcare officials. So they were very thoughtful and decisive in their decision-making, and they didn't actually just cave in to the political desires to give a vaccine to everyone. And this is consistent with what I have been saying all along, and you and I have discussed repeatedly, which is that this is a public health issue and it's not a political issue, and the FDA treated it as such.
Now, there's going to be another meeting of experts, this time CDC experts, as opposed to the FDA experts. So do they have the power to overrule this?
So, Dave, I think this is a tricky question, and I'm not exactly sure I know the answer, but frankly, I'm not sure anyone knows the answer. In theory, the FDA has the ultimate say-so, and the CDC has to follow the FDA's recommendation, because ultimately it's the FDA that gives the approval for the use of a drug and not the CDC. The CDC, I believe, can only make recommendations to the FDA. But if we think back when President Trump was in office and Alex Azar was the head of the HHS, Health and Human Services, there was some discussion back then about the HHS overruling the FDA. So I'm not sure that this is entirely clear, and I think this is clearly going to be something that's to be debated. But my understanding is that ultimately it's the FDA who gives the approval for the drug, and the CDC can only make recommendations to the FDA as to what they think is necessary or not necessary. So I don't think Dr. Fauci will be ultimately overruling the FDA panel.
Now, I also read that there are some hospitals who have come out and said, well, we've got doses ready to go. So why couldn't they just go ahead and give the shots on their own?
So, Dave, here's the thing. Just because you have doses ready to go doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do. And that was the whole point of convening the FDA panel and for them to make a decision. And it goes back to something we've talked about on your show numerous times. Just because some is good doesn't mean that more is better. And that's exactly the question that the FDA was trying to address. Just because we have the vaccine and because we have it available, does giving more of the vaccine mean that it's going to be more effective than what we've given so far? And ultimately, what the science says, what the data says, is that we don't have enough data or evidence yet to say that it is necessary. So that's why the FDA came down with the recommendation that they did.
I also saw some statistics which indicated that there's a gap between the Pfizer and Moderna shots, with the Pfizer vaccine losing its effectiveness more quickly than Moderna. So is that significant? And could that mean that Pfizer people ought to get the vaccine first?
So it's a very interesting question, Dave, because a recent comparison of all three COVID vaccines actually found that the Moderna vaccine is holding up better than the Pfizer, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine actually provides the weakest protection. But I think it's really important to note, and I think it's important for people to hear, that the research emphasized that all three vaccines are still providing strong protection against people getting so sick that they end up in the hospital. The investigators who looked at this looked at over 3,000 people who were hospitalized between March and August of this year, and they found that the Moderna vaccine was actually 93% effective at keeping people out of the hospital, and that protection appears to be holding steady. The Pfizer vaccine didn't fare quite as well. Their protection fell from 91% effective to 77% effective, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was 71% effective. that maybe, and there's been a lot of discussion about this, because the Moderna vaccine was spaced out by 4 weeks, whereas the Pfizer vaccine was only spaced out by 3 weeks. And there has been some discussion that maybe we were giving the two vaccines too close together anyway, that they should have been spaced out by 2 months or even 3 months, that by giving them just 3 or even 4 weeks apart, they were so close together that it really was like giving a single dose. But the reasons for this aren't entirely clear. All we can look at is the statistical outcomes. Then it appears that the Moderna vaccine has slightly better efficacy long-term than does the other two.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.